Ray, thank you so much for expressing your concerns.
Someone on the ground there in Guyana saying he's very disappointed. Talk about the Mall of Africa. It's opening today, yeah?
Massive mall. Goodness me. We're talking about 130,000 square meters of stores?
Let's get an idea from the CEO there, Louis van der Walt, who's on the line. Louis, good morning to you.
Good morning to you.
And welcome to Power Breakfast, yes.
Thank you. Now, I'm standing here at the entrance to the Mall of Africa. I've just seen the Premier arrive here where he's with all these security guys, and we've got the opening in an hour's time.
That's where we should be broadcasting from. Why are we in Alberton?
I must say, I've just walked past your broadcast studio at the bottom. It's nearly finished, and I think it's going to be magnificent having you guys in the mall and broadcasting from here.
Well, we go wherever the coffee is.
Bye,
so if you can organize for coffee for us, we're there. But hey, Louis, talk to us. Oh, yes, of course. Starbucks is there, so coffee straight from the U.S. Tell us a little bit about the inspiration behind Mall of Africa. I mean, you're standing there this morning, as you said, years of work in the being made manifest in the flesh now. Talk to us a little bit about how you got to this point, to the concept behind Mall of Africa.
I think it started about 8-9 years ago when we bought the land. It's 300 hectares that we bought from the Islamic Institute, and we decided to build the city here. I mean, it's not often that you get the opportunity to buy a bare piece of land and design a city from scratch. I mean, if you take Sandton at the moment, it's so congested and it's so difficult. But now we had the chance to plan the roads, to plan the parks, to plan the buildings, you know, and that's where the opportunity. And no city is a city without a proper mall in the middle.
Yeah.
And then we've decided, why don't we build the biggest one? You know, it's the right area. I mean, it's between Pretoria and Johannesburg.
Perfect.
And I think it's one of the last places where you can build a mall of this size. And that's why it's the biggest mall that's been constructed in one go. Obviously, if you take Sandton and Gateway, you know, with future phases, it's now bigger than Mall of Africa. But none of them started at 130,000 square meters.
Give us, you know, an idea of how big this mall is for someone who might be listening and have been hearing stories that the biggest mall in Africa is about to be erected.
The total construction area is 500,000 square meters, of which the retail area is 130,000. So five times the size of the shops, is, if you include now all the parkings and all of that. There's 300 shops.
300
individual shops. If you want to walk, if you start at one end and you walk all the malls, all the passages, you have to walk 3 kilometers, you know, from if you want to walk past all the shops, but it's over two levels, doesn't feel as big. And then in front of the mall, we've got a park area, which is about 2 or 3 rugby fields where you can have concerts. I've been speaking to AK the other day. He already booked it for his birthday bash, but I said, we must just hang on a bit. I mean, we're not sure how many people we can accommodate there, but Andile said to me, that this is where he wants to have his party. So it's an area in front of the mall where we can have a music concert, and you can accommodate 20, 30,000 people. So everything is on a massive scale. And I mean, it's beautiful. It's overlooking Sandton. I'm standing here now looking at Sandton, you know, the skyline of Sandton. So it's incredible views as well.
I can see some artists wanting to hashtag fill up Mall of Africa just because of the space of the venue there. Talk about space. Let's talk about the 6,500 parking bays there. I mean, I can just imagine how many they are. And if I'm parked right at the back, do you have shuttle services maybe or something to transfer me to the other end of the mall?
You know, what we've done is we've split the parking into 4 areas. So there's on each side of the mall, you know, on each side of the mall, there's an area of parking with 5 levels of parking. So it sounds like a lot of parking bays, but you're never further than maybe 100, 150 meters from an entrance.
Ah.
So it's not a big open area. It's 5 levels of parking. And on 3 of the 5 levels, there's an entrance into the mall. So you're never inconvenient to get into the mall.
I see.
Yeah. So many malls, slow economic growth in the country, high unemployment. What does your feasibility study tell you? What are the chances the mall will survive, Louis? What are you basing this on?
Well, first, let's put a different spin on this. I think if the government can come here and see what the private sector can do to alleviate the problems of unemployment. You know, I was here yesterday on site. There were 14,000 people working here. You know, and I think, you know, that's where the Gauteng government helped us a lot by I always want to say stay out of the whole thing. But if they leave it to the private sector, I think a lot of the issues in the country can be resolved by creating jobs, creating work. But to come back to your question, you know, if you look at the economy here, I don't think that is the same as the rest of the country. You know, if you look at the country overall, you will see that there's a lot of unemployment and a lot of issues. But I think the economy in this specific metropole is very strong, and that's where we've placed them all.
Should we take a quick caller? Shwane wants to ask from Dathan. Hello, Shwane.
Hello, Lawrence. Morning. How are you?
Morning to you.
Yes, I would like to ask the gentleman over there that in this kind of an opportunity, how many black-owned businesses are there?
Okay. Louis, straightforward question.
Yes. Well, we haven't took count of that. I mean, there's 300 stores, and I can promise you that a lot of them is black-owned, a lot of them is white-owned. To us, it's not an issue what is black-owned or white-owned. I mean, we want to create jobs. We want to give the opportunity for people to open shops, to open individual stores. I mean, I walked past one of these little shops here. It's a group of students, and coincidentally, it's a mixture of black and white students from Stellenbosch, who have opened a store called Freedom of Time. You can't believe how beautiful it is. It's okay. Leather goods, leather jewelry, watches. So there's a lot of opportunities for the small entrepreneurs.
Is the whole mall opening today, or are you opening it up in phases, Louis?
No, the whole mall is opening today.
Okay.
I think there's less than 10% of the stores that's not ready yet, you know, the individual stores, but 90% is open, and it's really beautiful. I would say to people, I wouldn't come today. I mean, it's going to be chaos. The whole weekend there's opening specials, you know, and so I would sometime from today till Monday, I would try and tie myself and come.
No.
But I think today is going to be chaos.
No, but we are coming in the chaos after this, yeah.
I will come and have a coffee at your broadcast.
We're coming through.
Quickly, in about 10 seconds or so, I need to ask this question. Gateko says on Twitter, I should ask you whether or not you've made provision for a taxi rank at the mall for your staff or for those who want to use public transport. Yeah, you have.
Two things. There's a huge taxi rank right next to the mall that we've provided. And secondly, there's also a shuttle service from the Gauteng station in Midrand to the mall.
Beautiful.
Wonderful.
Whether it will be operating this weekend, the shuttle service, I'm not sure yet, but it will very soon. You know, it's...